This is part 10. Let's learn words 136 to 150 while practicing good pronunciation and the American accent. Make sure that you repeat after me when I use the words in sentences. Let's get started. Let's look at the word to grapple with. To grapple with. And that means to attempt to deal with something difficult, to try hard to understand or solve something. The city has to grapple with the problem of homelessness. The city has to grapple with the problem of homelessness. And pay attention to the pronunciation of the next sentence. It has the a sound 6 different times. I accidentally took a calculus class and had to grapple with my lack of math skills. Let's repeat all of those words with the a sound. Accidentally. Calculus. Class. Grapple. Lack. Math. And let's say the sentence again. I accidentally took a calculus class and had to grapple with my lack of math skills. The next word is to growl. To growl. And this word is pronounced similarly to the word owl, which is a bird. Let's say that again, to growl. To speak in a deep, angry voice. To snarl. When an animal makes a deep, angry sound. The dog growled at me when I walked by its food dish. And let's connect food and dish. Both of those words have a D sound, one at the end and one at the beginning. We're going to put them together and say the D only one time. Food dish. The dog growled at me when I walked by its food dish. Batman growls at his enemies right before he attacks them. And let's eliminate the H of his and let's say growls at his enemies. Batman growls at his enemies right before he attacks them. The next word is hasten, hasten, and that T is usually silent. Most Americans don't pronounce the T. And to hasten something is to speed up the event, or to act quickly, or to make something happen faster. I tried to hasten his decision by sharing more advantages. And that T in the word advantages is also usually silent. Advantages. I tried to hasten his decision by sharing more advantages. Instead of helping him, the treatment may have hastened his death. And let's eliminate the H of his and say hastened his. Hastened his death. Instead of helping him, the treatment may have hastened his death. The next verb is to intertwine. To intertwine. And once again, that T is usually silent, but some Americans might say intertwine, especially if they're trying to speak more slowly or more clearly. And that means to mix or to twist something together, making them hard to separate. To intertwine. The branches of that tree are intertwined. The branches of that tree are intertwined. Sometimes the problems of poverty and crime are closely intertwined. And let's look at the two O's, problems, poverty. They're both pronounced the same way. Open your mouth. Ah, problems, poverty. And let's say the sentence again. Sometimes the problems of poverty and crime are closely intertwined. The next word is to lull. To lull. Let's make sure we're pronouncing that vowel sound correctly. It's the same sound as in the word dull. It's different from the word pull. That's more like this, pull. This is to lull. To make someone sleepy, to calm someone so they feel safe. I was lulled by the peaceful sound of the ocean. And let's link sound of the ocean. Sound of the ocean. I was lulled by the peaceful sound of the ocean. I lulled my baby to sleep in the rocking chair. I lulled my baby to sleep in the rocking chair. And we can also use lulled this way. Don't be lulled into a false sense of security. Don't be lulled into a false sense of security. And that's a warning to someone. Be careful. Don't be lulled into a false sense of security. The next verb is to lure. To lure. To tempt someone by offering a reward. To persuade. To attract. The chocolate cake lured the children away from the birthday party games. And let's make sure we're pronouncing chocolate correctly. Remember, chocolate has only two syllables. That middle O is silent. Chocolate. Chocolate. Chocolate cake. And birthday party games is one unit. It's a compound noun with three words, so let's stress it like this. Birthday party games. We stress the first word. Birthday party games. The chocolate cake lured the children away from the birthday party games. The university lured the top scientist by offering him more vacation time and better pay. The university lured the top scientist by offering him more vacation time and better pay. The next verb is to mar. To mar, to damage or to spoil or to make something less attractive. The campaign was marred by his negativity. The campaign was marred by his negativity. The car race was marred by a terrible accident. The car race was marred by a terrible accident. The next verb is to meander. To meander. To walk slowly. To wander without aim or without direction. I often see cows meandering through that village. And we have two THs here. Through that, make sure you pronounce those correctly. Your tongue should be on the teeth, touching very, very lightly. Through that. I often see cows meandering through that village. The river meandered through the mountains in Colorado. Let's say mountains. Mountains. The river meandered through the mountains in Colorado. The next word is to mitigate. To mitigate. To calm a serious situation. To make it less intense. They're making every effort to mitigate the impact of the situation. They're making every effort to mitigate the impact of the situation. The boss mitigated the problem by firing the argumentative employee. Let's look at the two T's in the word argumentative. I didn't pronounce the first T, but the second T I pronounced like a flat T. Argumentative. The boss mitigated the problem by firing the argumentative employee. The next verb is to muster, to muster, to gather, to bring together. And often this word is used in the expressions to muster the courage or to muster the strength to do something that's challenging, that's difficult. He managed to muster the courage to ask her out on a date. And let's connect ask her out on a date. One more time, ask her out on a date. He managed to muster the courage to ask her out on a date. I mustered all the strength I had to chop down that tree. And let's pronounce strength. Strength. Very difficult word to pronounce correctly. Strength. I mustered all the strength I had to chop down that tree. The next verb is to offset, to compensate, to balance the effect, or to use a cost to cover for another cost or activity, to improve something by placing the opposite near it. They laid off some employees to offset the cost of production. And this sentence has a lot of O's, but they are not pronounced the same. Let's look at them. The first one is off, off, laid off. Make your lips in an oval shape. Ah, ah, laid off. The next O is in the word some, and that one is very different from the previous one. We don't open our lips very much. Some, some, off, some, laid off some. To offset, ah, ah, to offset. The cost, that one is really big, ah, the cost, to offset the cost. And then production is the same sound as the O in some, production, production. I know English pronunciation can be crazy. The O's are particularly tricky. So let's practice saying the sentence again, first slowly, and the second time, a little more naturally. They laid off some employees to offset the cost of production. And now a little faster. They laid off some employees to offset the cost of production. And one more example. The athlete's lack of skill is offset by his speed. The athlete's lack of skill is offset by his speed. The next verb is to outdo, to be better than someone else, to excel. And this is an irregular verb, so we're going to say outdo, outdid, outdone. The rivals were constantly trying to outdo each other. The rivals were constantly trying to outdo each other. They outdid their competitors by offering better service and lower prices. They outdid their competitors by offering better service and lower prices. The next verb is to outnumber. To outnumber. To have more in number, to be larger in number. In elementary schools, female teachers outnumber male teachers. Let's pronounce elementary. It's four syllables, not five. Elementary. Elementary school. In elementary school, female teachers outnumber male teachers. In some U.S. states, cows outnumber people. And let's pronounce U.S. states. Let's connect those U.S. states. We just make the S longer, but we don't stop between the two S's. In some U.S. states, cows outnumber people. The next verb is to pant, to pant, to breathe rapidly, to breathe hard and quickly. The dog panted in the heat. The dog panted in the heat. After running the marathon, the runners bent over and panted in exhaustion. And let's pronounce marathon. Those two A's are pronounced very differently. Listen, mar, that second A is reduced. It's a schwa sound. Marathon. We're going to open our mouth for the O. Marathon. After running in the marathon, the runners bent over and panted in exhaustion. And the next verb is to pine for. And this verb is used with the preposition for. To miss something or someone a lot, to desire intensely, and sometimes to the point of getting depressed. So if you pine for something, you really wish for it a lot and you really miss it. I pine for the days when people talked on the phone instead of texted. Talked and texted both have ED endings, but they're pronounced very differently. Let's say talked, talked. That ED sounds like a T sound, talked, talked on the phone. But in the word texted, the ED is pronounced as a separate syllable, texted. And do you know why? Do you know that rule? Because text ends with a T sound. And when we have a T or a D at the end, the ED is pronounced as a separate syllable. For example, painted or needed. Let's say the whole sentence again. I pine for the days when people talked on the phone instead of texted. During the quarantine, I pined for the days when I could actually go to work. Quarantine is a difficult word to pronounce. Quarantine. Quarantine. During the quarantine, I pined for the days when I could actually go to work. And remember, you can also pine for a person. If you miss someone very much, you pine for them. Now it's time for you to create your own sentences using the words you just learned. Please go to the next exercise called Questions for Speaking Practice.